Trinidad and Tobago, a twin island nation in the Caribbean, is a small place with a big musical presence. It's the home of calypso and the steel pan and chutney, but not the edible kind. Reporter Ike Sriskandaraja went to Port of Spain, Trinidad, and brought back this taste.
Ricky Bisemba, Ricky Jai, Ravi Bisemba.
Musicians Ravi B and Ricky Jai are about to play the media launch for Carnival.
So you're ready for Carnival 2016, let me see some hands in here.
A festival so massive that it's having a press event now, even though the party isn't till February.
Everybody start to sing, Trinidad.
Ravi B is the young rising star of chutney, and Ricky Jai is its elder statesman. At Carnival this past February, the two artists teamed up and their supergroup won the crown of Chutney Soca Monarch.
Thank you very much.
Ricky Jai explains.
It's like Miss Universe for the year. You get to travel, you know, represent Trinidad and Tobago at festivals. You are the monarch for a year. You're treated like a monarch for the year.
Which, in a way, is fitting, says Ravi B, since the creators of chutney music arrived in Trinidad as consigned subjects of the British crown.
Basically, chutney soca came from our forefathers from India. What really happened was that when they came to Trinidad on the indented laborer ships, they came with folk songs.
The evolution of the music is inextricable from the history of the island. Going back to the 19th century, European colonies replaced African slaves with Indian indentured servants. The British Empire alone transported nearly 500,000 Indians to work sugar plantations in its territories.
You will find that in the entire Caribbean, Trinidad has the most intact cultural ties with India. I mean, we're doing things here religiously and culturally, just as it was done back in India. And even more elaborate, too.
It doesn't get any more elaborate than the Hindu wedding, which is where chutney began. One of the events leading up to a wedding is called Matikor Night, where the bridal party goes off on their own to cut loose and sing songs that joke and advise about matters of an intimate nature. Well, sex.
Matikor Night is for ladies to go that way.
As chutney moved beyond the wedding, the genre itself became promiscuous with other forms of music in Trinidad. Here's Ravi B.
Folk songs evolved into traditional chutney, and traditional chutney now evolved into chutney soca.
Soca is short for the soul of calypso, another homegrown island style. When chutney wedding music met soca, Ricky Jai says the new hybrid captured the identity of the island.
Chutney soca music is probably the most unified sound out of Trinidad and Tobago because it kind of marinates with Afro and Indo and everything else that we can put into it.
As far as India and Africa, ancestors from land so far.
About a third of the island's population has its roots in India, a third in Africa, and the remaining third are a uniquely Trinibagonian mix of the first two and the rest of the world. And that's about right for chutney music as well. Africa supplies the beat. India gives the instruments. And some of the language.
The sad part about it is that we don't speak Hindi, but we're able to reproduce it.
Over the past quarter century, Ricky Jai's trophy cup runneth over. Jai's performed in Suriname, Guyana, Toronto, and Queens, New York. His tours trace the Indian diaspora, a built-in international immigrant audience. But chutney remains largely unknown.
The world is telling me in a very slow but sure way that chutney soca is something that is embraceable. It's just not enough people are hearing it.
Maybe it's because the largest potential audience of this Indian-inspired music is in India, and it never really took off there. But Ricky Jai stays hopeful.
In the words of one of my favorite singers, Lionel Richie, if in my lifetime I can get the world to sing a chorus of one of my songs, I'm a happy man. I can't ask for more. If they sing too well, I'm much more happier.
And the world might be a little happier too. After all, this music comes from a large part of it. For NPR News, I'm Ike Sriskandaraja.